Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of Holy Week. Today's theme, Betrayed by a Friend, Part 2. The most painful betrayals come from those who should be doing good to us. It hurts most when it comes from a friend who, like Judas in today's gospel reading from Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 through 25, assures us that they would never hurt us. The fact is, everyone sooner or later betrays us in one way or another. Anytime our loved ones disappoint us, renege on promises, or refuse to understand the precious truths that we share from our hearts, they betray us. We can find wisdom and strength for endurance from today's first reading from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 through 9. Although it's a prophecy about the sufferings of Jesus, we can apply it to our own lives and thus unify ourselves with His cross and with His resurrection. The Lord has given me a well-trained tongue to speak to the weary a word that will rouse them. You have grown in compassion as a result of suffering, and what you have learned you can now pass unto others who experience similar trials. Morning after morning He opens my ear that I may hear. I have not rebelled. Jesus faced His betrayals with determination and single-minded trust in the Father. You also have the same Father God helping you move forward into healing and redemption. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. How often have you turned the other cheek in imitation of Jesus? God knows how many times you have refused to retaliate against evil with evil, and He appreciates your efforts. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. By forgiving others, those who hurt you, and by refusing to compromise your moral stand, although others try to shame you, the Father holds you close to His heart. He is near who upholds my right. If anyone wishes to oppose me, let us appear together. When people oppose you and cause you to suffer, they're also opposing and attacking Jesus. He is at your side, supporting you, healing you, comforting you, and taking the worst of the blows. Psalm 69 is another prophecy about Jesus that we can use in the same way. Read it as a description of your own life. When we desire and expect people to strengthen us, encourage us, sympathize with us, or heal us during our difficulties and pain, we always end up disappointed. Even the most caring friends cannot give us enough of everything that we need. Only God can. Only He can turn our mourning into dancing and joy. By offering our sufferings to God's plan of redemption, and by turning to Him for comfort, we experience the same great love that the Father gave to His beloved Son. That love is what makes it all doable. That love is what helps us endure. That love is what heals us and resurrects us to a renewed, victorious life.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.